The community we chose to focus on is the VA hospital and the Vietnam War veterans who benefit from its services. We felt that the veterans in Long Beach were a highly neglected community that has been stigmatized and forgotten about. As CSUOB students who drive by this hospital every day while looking for the most convenient parking, we tend to focus on ourselves instead of our surroundings. Therefore, we interviewed three individuals who gave perspectives of their own lives. Our main concern was, why do we have homeless veterans? Higgins is a man in his 60s who we met in the cafeteria of the VA hospital, and this is what he said.
The main reason you see so many homeless veterans is you got to understand what happens psychologically when you take fresh out of high school or college a person and you put them into absolute unrestrained insanity, which is what war is. Until you get that soldier to shoot, kill, maim, mutilate his first person especially, but let's say his first couple, and until you get that soldier to the point to where he could sit, shoot a six-day-old baby and torture it and not feel anything, if you can do that, then you've got yourself a killing machine, which is what you want. Okay. Psychologically, most people are not raised or ready to do that. Once they do it, they can never get over it. This is what PTSD is.
Next, we interviewed Kent, a former veteran and a current employee of the VA hospital who works in the Peer Center, which stands for Partnership in Effective Recovery. Here, he talks about his experience working with homeless veterans and the results of their mental illness.
Part of your project is, again, to the mental illness side of it. Because, again, like I was saying, I think there's our veterans, they bravely and courageously served their country, but and there's almost as though they're expecting, because they were promised things, they were promised benefits, and now they have found themselves in a situation where they've almost become sick, worrying about, not almost, some of them have, where it's become almost a systemic mental illness for them. It leads to depression. Depression leads to, some of them have latent bipolar disorder. They don't really realize they've got bipolar. Sometimes they'll get, which is, are you familiar with bipolar is? Where it's, you're very manic at times and where you can do 100 things, which makes you think you can live on a street and you're Jesus Christ or things like that. And then the other times of the, then there'll be a period of months where you're very, very depressed. And we have the schizophrenic veteran who hears things and sees things and feels he's being persecuted by voices, and the voices project into people. So we've got a job we're doing down here at this Peer Center, and I hope we're doing it well enough that I'm sure that we are, little bits as we can, the best we can. Excellent program here on site called Veterans or Vocational Rehabilitation Training, that if a veteran is motivated enough to participate, he can work themselves into a, work him or herself into a job here on the VA grounds, or even out in the community. Mm-hmm.
Michael is a homeless veteran who spends much of his time at the Peer Center with other homeless veterans. Here, he briefly talks about his life.
So what made you enlist then?
Well, I wanted to have a wife and a family in my life. But at the time I was 17, I had the capabilities. The Marine Corps offered me because they spot people, young people, that they could, you know, help or prosper. So they showed me and talked and said, but I wanted to be stronger, and it takes a lot to raise a family and be responsible and everything. And I got real sick when I was in the military. I had trouble too, but when I was in the military, I wanted to be stronger. Because when I sit down and look at my girlfriend, I think I would have to be strong and established and on my burial and carry the weight and be there and kids. And like, that's what I admire is to experience. I have kids as well now, but my goal, I want to utilize my talents, and those Marine Corps trade schools are quite accepted. And the things that they teach you in them seem to stick with you, and they're honored too. And so, yeah, I'm having a hard time, like, anybody in my, I'm not the trooper brain. My wife is away, far away. She's off at home too, she's with family. So, I have to juggle for myself. I'm too good, which goes to the,
it's very easy,
but part of life.
So how many years were you enlisted for?
Four.
4 years? Mm-hmm. And then how was your transition when you came back?
Well, not good. Not good. It wasn't good because I got sick mentally. So it's kind of terrifying. I would share some confidential information with you about my dates of being in the service and which services I served in, but I really don't want to talk about it, if you can understand that, but my first tour of duty was in the Marine Corps, but it goes much further and deeper, but it's hard to explain, though. When the incident, transition back home, it's not what you think it is inside the room. Mentally, as a patient, war is real. Today I'm having a bad day. I don't think I could take it at that point, but transition not good. I had to go to VA hospital all the time for a long time. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be here, but it's hard to explain about the Persian Gulf conflict, 1981. Coming home and what it's like. Just to say, I've been in other branches of the military, and I served honorably every time because I found that the transition going home, I couldn't do it, but I couldn't do it because what I trained in, I found out that in the military is very conservative. And doesn't hardly change. And so it's home. But I couldn't see that going in, so I just went back in. So I have other duty service in the Air Force and the Navy, but it's honorable and longer term. So I'm proud, but I'm successful at that. But in doing other conflicts and stuff, believe me, it's extremely difficult to be patient and to be efficient with your rifle. Or, like in the Navy, it's fun. I was a cook.
So for those with mental illness who can no longer re-enlist, Higgins gives us a brief summary of the VA's treatment.
Primarily what they don't want them doing, especially with doing PTSD, they will keep them heavily drugged so that they can just go from day to day and that's what you call still maintaining in that position. You can go out to Cabrillo. A whole bunch of vets with very bad PTSD. They got some of the best drugs in the world. Where are they landmining? Right here out of the year. This is their mind. This is their body. The government will keep them on whatever drugs they want.
Here, Kent explains to us how his transition was not provided with counseling.
I've never, as a veteran myself, I've never been offered any type of a counseling in that regard. If I to, as a pre, as a, what, how would you call it? To prevent, as a preventive measure of that happening sometime in my life. Mm-hmm. To know that there are resources there. I don't know if there are any resources that the Veterans Administration provides. Let me just say the Veterans Administration has been wonderful to me in my health care. So I don't want to say anything negative about the VA.
That's how we have this place.
Yeah, veterans find out about us through word of mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
And some brochures that we have.
This place is so big, too. So you're saying there's other veterans who are throughout Long Beach in this area who have no idea this place exists?
Right. We get new people every week, every 3 or 4 days I've never seen before. He said, well, I never knew this place existed. I'm so grateful that it's here. I can finally take a shower after not being able to take a shower for weeks.
So if I stumble upon a homeless veteran and I say, if you need service, could I drive him here?
Yes. Yes.
And would I just drop them off?
Well, the first thing we need to do is the first few times we would... See, that's a dilemma that some veterans face is they're not into the system with their social security number or their service number.
Oh, okay. That's another issue.
No identification.
To receive services up in the main hospital. Identification. But we're going to do the best that we can here to get them hooked up with services. Sometimes the police will just come pick up their, if they're down at Lincoln Park or living along a railroad bed or a river bed, like this Los Angeles River, where it's level enough to put their camp, they'll just come in and pick up their stuff, throw it back in the truck, and send it off to the dump or to the landfill. Yeah, that's happened quite frequently, not quite regularly.
And would you encourage younger people to enlist into the military then?
I think I would encourage people to enlist in the military as long as there wasn't a war going on.
Yeah. Wow.
I think it promotes values. It's that you mature greatly while you're in the military.
Thank you for that.
Oh, yes.
I hope that we can really help to put this issue into light and so people mm-hmm. will treat our veterans who are homeless with more respect around here.
Hey, Stephen.
Ask you a question.
Sure.
You got 98 cents or a buck to let me know?
I can't give you any money. I officially can't. Because the VA would fire me.
I'm having problems finding a bus token.
We also provide bus tokens if the veteran becomes stranded, but their social worker has to give their approval. Did you ever find Gloria? Who's your social worker?
Gloria Kelly, the usual problem.
Oh.
You know, the one that stays so attached to
Oh.
Always a problem.